Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Ah, yeah, it's a great day to rock some shame and cast some shame. Welcome aboard the A.B. Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. You asked for it, you got it. A weekday coffee clutch. It's Friday, May 14th. Yeah, we just made it 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the East. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, from the chat box available should you find yourself joining us for the live show. And Twitter is 24/7 at AB Writes. All being held with the talented TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Audiophile, music podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by PopNet, it's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7. You know they feature select editions of the Darkway Show and those robust roundtables. So today we're going to celebrate the inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2021. Yeah, I know, we'll talk about snubs and surprises. You can weigh in, as you're doing. And also, of course, Washington, well, they're causing their own shame. The latest shenanigans from the GOP will take it all on. Your Forgotten 45s are in the mix, and so are you. Let's start off with a guy who's been knocking on the hall's door for years. Well-deserved singer, songwriter, and producer. Hello, it's Todd Rundgren. Opening up the A.B. Beth Arkowitz Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Something here doesn't last too long. Maybe Welcome back, and now performing Shame Shame from their forthcoming album, Medicine at Midnight, Foo Fighters.
And a bridge builder.
I bring, I hope, a sunny side of optimism to Congress and a willingness to work with people.
On the Muslim ban, she stated at the time, this is not who we are as a country.
I ran for Congress to bring new ideas, fresh energy, and a new generation of leadership to Washington.
On the border wall, she stated, I don't think that's realistic.
I'm proud of the positive, issues-oriented race we have run from day one.
And when Trump was caught on that Access Hollywood take, she stated, at the time, Donald Trump's inappropriate, offensive comments are just wrong. So, that was then. This is now.
I am honored to support President Trump.
There was no constitutional basis for impeachment.
She has sold her soul. I can't
work with people that are that just craven and soulless.
I plan to object to certain contested electors on January 6th.
Look at Elise Stefanik, someone who started out as a reasonable person, and now she's on Steve Bannon's show.
I fully support the audit in Arizona.
Was she full of crap then, or is she full of crap now? Either way, crap is crap. And it's the best reflection of where the GOP is right now, is they are about to knock out a principled woman for crap. Donald Trump brought the gold toilet into the RNC, and everyone thinks it's a pool, and they're just diving in.
No, I can't forget your treason, nor your tweets as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way elections go. Unless there's fraud, which always means that you got hosed. Yes, it blows. After January sorrow, kissed the ring at Mar-a-Lago, when I swore allegiance to your horror show. And now we're passing love so black and brown can't fold. You are not yours. I can't live if living is without you. I but sniff, take a shift back.
Oh,
2021, but I have a feeling that smooth R&B sound, all those hits, and the stylish color-coordinated outfits, they're going to get in there one of these days. I promise. I think it's going to happen. Also, we heard from the founders having some fun with the sham and shame, the shameful sham of the GOP. I can't live if living is without you, Donald J. Trump, the twice impeached, one term, losing the popular vote twice, ex-rock rogue occupant who is under all kinds of serious investigations with financial woes and criminal, possibly pending criminal charges, and yet they're going to the mat for this guy. Crazy. We'll talk more about that. Foo Fighters, speaking of shame, 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 one of their latest, Dave Grohl and the guys are in the class of 2021. And we opened with a man who's been knocking on the hall door for oh so many years. He really deserves it. Todd Rundgren from the 70s, who today is singer, songwriter, and producer. Hello, it's me. Hey, it's me. Amy Beth made it under the wire for the weekday show that you've been clamoring for. It is Friday, May 14th. Happy to have you tagging along. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, weigh in. Twitter, AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505 should you find yourself joining us for the live ride. Facebook page, PopNet Chatbox available. Dom, a heartier regular in the PopNet Chatbox, says you made it under the wire. Phew. But don't think this lets you off the hook. You need more weekday shows plus a weekend entry. What are you on, the payroll with Trudy? We'll do it again, Dom. And Susan says, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, thank you so much. Yeah, I think the spinner should be in, but even more so, what about Iron Maiden? They're legendary and true pure rockers. Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. A lot of people have said that. There's that purity thing going around again. We've been through this every year. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's a big tent. You have people like Donna Summer from the disco era. You have Cat Stevens, singer-songwriter. You have a lot of people, whether they're hardcore rockers or not, who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But Iron Maiden, certainly a legendary band. There's no question about it. They did not make the cut this year. A lot of folks are miffed. What about you? Let's see. Do we have some folks? We'll go down the list of the folks who are in. Tina Turner, she made it as a solo artist. That is great. Carole King in also as a solo artist. She's already in as a songwriter. So we have two women adding to Stevie Nicks who are in twice. Now we got three. The Go-Go's, my sister and a lot of gals from the 80s and 90s are thrilled about that. Jay-Z is in. Todd Rundgren, we said. Foo Fighters. Kraftwerk, Charlie Patton, Gil Scott-Heron, Billy Preston, LL Cool J, Clarence Avant, and Randy Rhoads. Some are in as performers, some are in for special awards, but boy, oh boy, that's a diverse class, I think. But there's always some people that are left out and deserve their due. Michael says, people are booing about Jay-Z, but he becomes the first living solo rapper to be inducted into the Rock Hall. Get this, here are his stats. This is what Michael tells us. Over 50 million albums and 75 million singles sold worldwide. 14 number one albums, most ever by a solo artist. 22 Grammys, most hip-hop history, and hip-hop's first billionaire. He deserves in if anybody does. Okay. Verho says, the Foo Freakin' Fighters, but not Iron Maiden. It's travesty, Rock Hall 2021. Dina says, what about Pat Benatar? Jet had less hits. She's already been in for years. When I think about Pat Benatar, I think about folks like Hart, Joan Jett. So what's the deal? I agree. I think Pat Benatar is one of the original rocker chicks of the 80s. She should be in there. She was nominated, I think, last year, not even on the slate this year. I don't know how that works. You're nominated one year, not nominated another year. and how they get inducted. The board of people that, you know, behind closed doors, they do have a fan vote. They take it into account, but it's only, you know, it's always questionable how much they take into account. Is it all just for publicity? But yes, I agree. All people you mentioned should be in. Marcy, my hearty irregular, always says, hey, America, another year. Well, they weren't on the ballot this year, so they knew they weren't going to make it. But I also say America's in that category with people like Cat Stevens and Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. They've been around forever. They're still touring and sometimes putting out new music. So, yeah, I do think they should be in. Loggins and Messina as a duo should also be in. If Hall & Oates are in, you know, you can have all these questions all the time. There hopefully is time for all those people to get in on it. But a lot of people are thrilled. She's already in as a duo, but arguably her solo career has more impact and has lasted a lot longer. Tina Turner. She's got a steel claw, and we're happy to welcome her to class of 2021 all by herself. Put it herself. Okay, maybe that's our question. Wait. And of course, all his work with the Beatles, often called the fifth, or was it the seventh? Well, there were a few of those. with the Fab Four. I remember as a little kid, that one, by the way, for Tanya, Not So Forgotten 45, Nothing From Nothing, Leaves Nothing. As a little kid in the 70s, huddled under the blankets with a transistor, listening to WABC, which played the hits back then. A lot of fun, and the visceral memories come back. And there's just joy. It's pure joy when you hear a song from your childhood, isn't it? It's great. And, of course, Tina Turner. The tenacious, talented Tina Turner, who took the name that Ike bestowed upon her, ran with it and made it a long, long solo career. Boy, does she deserve induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2021. We're talking about the class of 2021, your surprises, your snubs, etc., as well as all the craziness in the in Washington with Elise Stefanik replacing Liz Cheney simply because Liz Cheney wanted to tell the truth and preserve democracy. Go along with Trump's big lie or lies. There's a new lie out. Of course, it's the old big lie is that Trump won the election and they're going along with this crazy audit in Arizona where they now have to take the ballots and put them more safely, quote unquote safely, because they have high school graduations this weekend. And then if they don't finish it June something, the recount, they're going to have to do it again because they have a gun show coming up. I mean, this is the Coliseum. It's ridiculous. I'm surprised they just didn't declare. Because you know they're going to find what they're looking for with their ultraviolet laser beams, looking for bamboo on the ballots. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. They're just going to make it up and say they saw something because it's so crazily handled and possibly illegal, according to the DOJ. It's just nuts. But she supports that, of course. And the latest is that January 6th, the insurrection, no big deal. Don't call it insurrection. Lie, so said Representative Clyde, another great backbencher from Georgia, who said it was just... You know, everybody was minding their own business. There were a couple of people that got up stripped. There was nothing to see here. It was mostly like a regular tourist day in Washington. Really? Tell that to the cops that were injured and the people that were killed. Not so much. Craziness. We just happened. I mean, you talk about falling down some Orwellian rabbit hole. This didn't happen 4 or 5 years ago. This happened 4 months ago. And people saw it on video with their own eyes. I mean, it's like from 1984, don't believe what you see. Even Trump said that at one point when he was president, I think. Don't believe what you hear, what you see. Believe what I tell you. I mean, this is crazy nonsense. And we got to break the fever, but they're not doing it in Washington. That's right. Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet Chatbox. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, that crazy QAnon caucus queen who is beyond the back bench now because she lost her committee assignments, got into with AOC apparently yesterday. She confronted AOC on why she supports terrorist groups, which she calls Antifa. Again, that's a nebulous organization of nothing. And Black Lives Matter. AOC didn't engage, but later said she could handle herself because she's thrown out crackpots like that when she worked as a bartender. And today, apparently, Eric Swalwell, the rep from California, was confronted. He was wearing a mask in the halls. And a staffer from Taylor Greene's office, does she need a staff? She doesn't do anything. Confronted him and said, well, the CDC guidelines say you don't have to wear a mask anymore if you're vaccinated. And Swalwell didn't like his attitude and kind of told him where to get off. Interesting. As far as the CDC guidelines, I'm not so sure I'm comfortable with them. I don't know. You do what you need to do. If you're not vaccinated, you definitely should be wearing the mask, obviously. If you are, I still think it's probably a good idea because you don't know who has a mask. No, it's in the crowded situations and certainly indoors. But it's up to you. It should not be, if you want to take extra precaution, that should not have been an affront to anybody. Yes, I'm looking at you, Meghan McCain, who's so annoyed that people are actually wearing masks if they don't, quote unquote, need to, like Rand Paul taking on Dr. Fauci. It may be a comfort thing. If people want to do it, that's fine. The people very often who are anti-maskers are also anti-vaxxers. So, you know, do what is comfortable for you. Try to follow the protocols that make sense for you and your family. That's what I'm saying. But if you're taking extra precautions, who are you hurting? Just saying. Do what you want to do. Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. A few folks chiming in on the Marjorie Taylor Greene situation. Voter Blue says Marjorie Taylor Greene is an unhinged, brainless bully. Her violent behavior in Congress is disrespectful and unacceptable. She is a with no legitimate agenda. Her sole purpose is to obstruct democracy. Marjorie Taylor Greene is unfit, and she should go. Yeah, a lot of people think she should go. The only way she can go, though, at this point, is voters. That district has got to get it together. If it's a Republican district, so be it. Find someone else. They had a doctor who ran against her the last time who seemed to be pretty sensible. Find a Republican. I'm not nothing against Republicans if they're like old Republicans who actually have some ideas and are not for lying about Donald Trump winning the election. This is enough of that now. And denying that the January 6th insurrection took place. That's just crazy making, if you ask me. I don't get it. I don't go. DeLucia says she's dangerous. She's unhinged. She must go. All in that house must respect each other. No excuses. It doesn't matter what side you're on. And there is a picture of or a GIF with the Psycho, movie Psycho marquee. Yeah, I mean, she really is giving Republicans a bad name. That's for sure. On the Elise Stefanik front, Jazzy says, good luck with Trump handmaiden Stefanik now in charge of that messaging. It'll be about pushing the big lie. That's their whole message. That's all they've got. That's true. It's all they've got. And that is, to me, ridiculous. You want to have ideas, you do need another party. I say to Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, other people who believe in the ideals of conservatism, et cetera, find another party. They're afraid to do that too, though, because they want to cling to some power and because third parties don't win. It'll take a while, but maybe there are enough disaffected people in between, the squishy middle. I mean, I don't understand. The base is shrinking. Their party is shrinking because people can't stand Trump and Trumpism, yet the Trumplicans, including Lindsey Graham, who says we can't go forward without Trump, I don't get it. I just don't get it. The numbers don't add up. In the primaries, I guess they do, but I don't know if it's going to add up in the general, and that will help the Democrats, and that's good, but it's not good for the country. We need to have another good party, and there are some good people who are stuck there, and they should find a way to get out of it. That's my advice. We'll see. It would be earth-shaking, for sure. You can feel the earth move. And we can do that with another Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Number two, Carole King, and is a solo performer. I mean, he's a
feel
show.
The earth move under my feet.
Yeah.
Carly Simon, That's the Way I've Always Heard It Should Be on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show, the song that put her on the map 50 years ago. Wow, 1971. And I'll tell you, if Carole King, Joni Mitchell, Cat Stevens are in the big tent known as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Carly Simon is up there too. We'll see if she ever gets one. I don't think she's ever been nominated. Amazing. Interesting. And America, they haven't been nominated either. One of the hardest working duos now. They used to be a trio when the late Dan Peek was part of their show, but they're still going strong. Bunnell and Beckley since the early 70s. And again, I would say if Hall & Oates are in the mix, if Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young are in the mix, so should they, as I also believe Blanca Messina should be inducted. So far, no can do. And Carole King, for sure, she's already in as a songwriter, well-deserved, of course, and as a solo artist. Boy, oh boy, this is overdue, too, because Tapestry, which came out also 50 years ago, you could feel the earth move when that album came out. It really shook the singer-songwriter movement and the whole trajectory of music. For a very long time, Carole King inducted as a solo artist. She's the third, there's now there are three women. Stevie Nicks was the first to be inducted twice, part of a band, Fleetwood Mac, and as a solo artist a couple of years ago. And, of course, Tina Turner is now in as a solo artist, and so is Carole King. All well-deserved, but there's still some folks that get in, but there are other years, as I say. Twitter, A.B. Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, button at chat box, anything, everything on your mind, including the crazy in Washington. Really, the Republican agenda is a little more than voter suppression and kissing the tuchus down in Mar-a-Lago of Donald Trump, who may or may not be indicted anytime soon. There's some speculation that it's imminent. I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath. But if it does happen, what could get murky is that Ron DeSantis, who is the, you know, certainly a Trump-loving Republican, the governor of Florida, has kind of made some hints that he won't extradite Trump should New York prosecute. And that's why there's some talk about being a ticket if Trump runs again in 2024. Interesting, though, that Mar-a-Lago closed for the summer and Trump is going to move to Bedminster, New Jersey to his club there. You're not going to get some friendly help from the Democratic governor, Phil Murphy. He will not bother with extradition, but I think that's all pie in the sky, the extradition. I believe it when I see it. I know folks are salivating on the progressive end of things, but don't count on it, if you know what I mean. Anyway, what do we have on the social media horn? Aurora, I'm sure there are a lot of folks chiming in. Let's see what we got. Jake said Liz Cheney's swan song were some powerful words, but nobody was listening. Yeah, she made a speech the day before they voted to oust her from leadership, and one guy was sitting in the hall when she made it. But the GOP message for women in its ranks, praise the misogynist and spread his big lie, or we'll remove you. McCarthy is a traitor. Yeah, do you want to have McCarthy? He's got to be the weakest, cowardly guy. He changes his tune from calling out Trump on January 6th or 7th to going to Mar-a-Lago, and suddenly he's back in the cult. It is ridiculous. He'll do anything to become Speaker of the House, and to think that this guy is going to become Speaker of the House over somebody as powerful and independent as Nancy Pelosi is disgraceful. But it could happen because they're working on voter suppression, a crazy audit in Arizona. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. We have to be very vigilant, and I hope Democrats are doing it. We need 50 Stacey Abrams, that's for sure. Tough go is all we can say. What else do we want to say? Let's see what we got going here. Oh, we lost it, Aurora. I'm sorry. Things are flicking by us. Where is it going? that critic says right wing is nuts over gas shortages, invents elaborate reasons why it's Biden's fault. But, of course, we know what the story was. Yeah, it was that whole issue with the ransom and the cyber issue. It's going to be fixed. Take it easy. Looking for any way to divert the attention back to the Biden administration. And by the way, Biden has a 68% approval rating. People are happy with his ideas. The question is, will people be able to vote? That's my take in 2022 and then in 2024. That's the serious issue that we have. But people, and that includes certainly most Democrats, a wide swath of independents, and even a good hearty number of traditional Republicans. So that's why I don't understand why the Republican Party, such as it is, continues to cling to Trump as their only hope to move forward. It's crazy. Just have your say, says Trump and GOP is MAGA crazy. McConnell, McCarthy, they all got to go. How do we get rid of them? But we got to vote, and we got to mobilize, and we got to vote anyway. We got to find a way to do it, whatever the restrictions may be. That's what I say. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, .net, chat box. And dig into your own inner artist. Creativity has a great way to heal you and help you feel better about yourself and your place in the world. The Inspiration Action Challenge has helped folks reconnect with their inner artist in oh so many ways. I mean, I'm a writer, but a lot of people are musicians or are dancers or painters. There are people who just embrace their life in more creative ways, whether it be decorating, design, gardening, cooking, etc. There are certainly ways to do it, and the Inspiration Action Challenge has helped some folks do that. I love it when it happens. Patricia in Oshkosh, Wisconsin says, thank you so much. You gave me the impetus to get moving again. I'm doing poetry, and I'm doing music and street art. So thank you. Hey, you're great doing all those things. I love it. Please send some messages, maybe some photographs of street art. I'd love to see that. Thank you, Patricia. Keep going. Inspiration to action. If it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. And by the way, you're also spurring other folks on. On the other hand, if you want to push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is always on me. Reach out via the website, amybetharkawi, ARKAWI.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can also chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests, peruse my stories, the Elaborate Mysteries novel. And yeah, we have links to the podcast and social media connections. It's a one-stop shop deal at the website, amybetharkawi.com. And it is the fountain of youth. And speaking of which, a rocker chick from the 80s and 90s still going strong. And oh boy, does she deserve to be getting a shot at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Beth Benatar.
Hit me with your best.
Chubby Checker for the song alone. He should be twisting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, but so far it's a no-go. But he's not a one-hit wonder. He's had a slew of hits, so I don't know why the heck he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we also heard from Pat Bennett, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, one of the early 80s, 90s rock chicks. Yeah, she's in the Rock and Roll Hall. On Twitter, we'll go on the social media before we set you out of here. Brenda says, the Go-Go's are in before that tour. Hall of Shame. Wow, okay. Easy there, Brenda. My sister would not be happy. She loves the Go-Go's. But I hear you indeed. Anybody else on the political front? We got a couple of folks chiming in. Dion, Marjorie Taylor Greene, says Pelosi and the Ethics Committee must investigate Marjorie Taylor Greene for stalking behavior. No one should report to their place of employment, be afraid for their life. Agree with that, Marjorie Taylor Greene, unfit. A lot of folks are singing that praise. She's got nothing else to do but stroll the halls and make noise and TV and raise money because she's not there to do any work. As I said, the best way to get rid of her is to have her voted out. So if it's a very Republican district, find another Republican. They should be ashamed down in Georgia, and hopefully they are. Hey, thank you so much. I'm not ashamed, even though we talked a lot about shame today, to be with you. Love it when you guys play in real time. It's always a lot of fun. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Miss it, want to hear it again, don't forget to follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcasts and be on the listen too for select editions on the Radio Network. PopNet, now on PodStream. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkowee.com. Hey, you can also connect with us via social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Wrights. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth. And thank you so much. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big. I'm still saying wear your mask, but do what's best for you. And come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowee Show. Till next time, our lips are sealed. I'm leaving you with the Go-Go's. My sister loves it. Take care. I love you all.